Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. This being April 1st, April Fool's Day, this is an all-fool show. All the songs on tonight's show will be about fools, or being fooled, or fooling someone, or not being fooled, or what... Well, you get the idea. And here to start off this special fool edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are the California Ramblers. Yes, really. No fooling.
Because I'm not fooling you. like that. You wouldn't fool me, baby. Say that you love me. You shouldn't fool me. You know that I love you. Could you be true to me, dear, forever and ever? Would you want someone to tell your troubles to? Don't let me think I'd have you all for my own. Gee, how I wish that we could be all alone. You wouldn't fool me, would you? Don't take advantage of me, 'cause I'm not fooling you, you.
Now I've a simple nature. Some folk think I'm dense. They think I'm slow, but I can show that I've got common sense. We come from monkeys, yes, alas. Some say we've reached a lower class. But each time I look in the glass, they can't fool me. At Hunt the Button fun I get. Some girls are very cute, and yet I find it every dime, you bet. They can't fool me. I'm no wise guy, still I get along. I may not know my left from right, but I do know right from wrong. Two old maids said in a flat, since last night there's been a rat. I said, give him his coat and hat. Oh, you can't fool me. My pal puts Violet in his bath. Violet, that makes me laugh. I found where Violet lives not half. You can't fool me. She giggles when he hugs her tight. When she's kissed, she laughs outright. She had convulsions late last night. They can't fool me. I'm no wise guy, still I get along. I may not know my left from right, but I do know right from wrong. There's a baby born, they say. Every clock tick, that's okay. I bought a sundial yesterday. They can't fool me.
Thank you.
Lou Reynolds and his Flexo Recording Orchestra and What a Fool I've Been from somewhere around 1931 or 32. Louis Reynolds was born December 4, 1896, in Miami, Missouri, about 60 miles from Kansas City. He took up the drums at age 14 and 2 years later was in Los Angeles playing in silent movie theaters and burlesque. He bought a used saxophone and claimed that he was playing it in public after just one lesson and 2 weeks' practice. In 1918, he met Paul Whiteman and played sax in Whiteman's band at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco for several years, and with George Olson before starting his own band, which played all over the West Coast. He made more than a dozen sides for the Flexo label, advertised as unbreakable and everlasting. Before Lou Reynolds, it was George Formby, whom we haven't heard from in a while, and They Can't Fool Me, written by George and recorded July 17, 1938. They Can't Fool Me was preceded by Miss Annette Hanshaw asking the musical question, You Wouldn't Fool Me, Would You? That was written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson from the show Follow Through and was recorded March 15, 1929. We began this foolish edition of Rapidly Rotating Records with the California Ramblers and No Foolin'. The vocalist on that April 21, 1926 Columbia recording was Arthur Hall. No Foolin' was written by Gene Buck and James F. Hanley. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Continuing our special April Fool edition of the show, here are the Ambassadors.
Thank you. you never kissed, you never loved me. What is good having the moon above me day after day? You wasted my time away. Will you ever make my dreams come true? Why do you act just like a statue? You better start some loving or I'll hi-hat you. Oh, what can I do? What will I do with a foolish little girl like you, babe? Foolish little girl like you. Thank you.
Redheads, Red Nichols, Miff Mole, Jimmy Dorsey, Alfie Evans, Arthur Schutt, and Vic Burton from a Pathé Actuel 78 recorded around April 7th, 1926, and Wild and Foolish. Before that, we had virtually the same set of musicians, except Fred Morrow instead of Alfie Evans, recording for Harmony as the Arkansas Travelers and Stompin' Fool. Stompin' Fool was recorded May 10, 1927, and was preceded by Clarence Williams and his orchestra with A Foolish Little Girl Like You. Clarence Williams himself provided the vocal on that March 7, 1935 recording. We began that segment with The Ambassadors recording for Vocalion in September of 1923 and Foolish Child. The origin of April Fool's Day is uncertain, but one suggestion has to do with the 1564 decree by Charles IX that New Year's Day be moved from March 25th to January 1st. Without the aid of telephones, mail, internet, television, or other of our modern communications, news traveled slowly, and some people would not be aware of the change for years later. Those people were labeled as fools by the general population and were subject to ridicule and practical jokes. Here to start off the next segment of the show is Ace Brigode.
Thank you. loving me night and day? Or were you fooling? Didn't you sigh every time that we kissed goodbye? Or were you fooling? Didn't you say you'd walk miles for my caresses and smiles? Didn't you phone that you hated to be alone? Or were you fooling? Love is supreme when a couple can plan and dream the way that we do. Love is no guess when you picture your happiness the way that we do. Roses and kitties and such, is that expecting too much? Didn't you say it would happen that way, or were you fooling?
The Benson Orchestra of Chicago, led by Roy Bargee, who also served as arranger and pianist, and No One's Fool, written by Fred Rose. That Victor 78 was recorded in Chicago on September 29, 1921. Before that, we heard Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra with Joey Nash providing the vocal on Were You Foolin' from October 23, 1934. Were You Foolin' was written by Fred Allert and Edgar Leslie. We began this segment with Ace Brigode and his 14 Virginians recording for Edison, March 25, 1925, and Fooling. When Ace Brigode formed his band in 1921, it was Ace Brigode and his 10 Virginians. The name was later changed to 14, even though the band varied in size from 9 to 19 members over the years. Ace Brigode led the band until 1945. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL 88.7 Avalon, Walsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Before we start the next segment of the show, here's a bit of April Fool's trivia for you. The term for the fear of April Fool's Day is aphrilophobia.
In a flat near me lives a he and she, and I always hear them quarrel. And it seems each night at 8 he says, "Honey, I've a date." And now she is rebelling, because last night I heard her yelling, "When you step out late at night, you think I'm sleeping tight? Don't be a fool, you fool. And when you're kissing Tootsie's nose, you think I'm washing clothes? Don't be a fool, you fool. And when you cheat, and while you're cheating on me, did you ever stop to think what our little canary could see? When you're playing Romeo, you think I'm playing tic-tac-toe? Don't be a fool, you fool. Now, Tuesday night about, she was stepping out, and she met a certain party. He was dressed to kill, and he handed me a thrill. He's some Charleston dancer. Well, you can guess the answer. You must think that I'm a dub. When you say you're at the club, don't be a fool, you fool. I can tell you weren't there, but on your coat I found a hair. I'm not a fool, you fool. You're gonna lie and lie and tell me, of course, how that hair came off of a great big horse. But don't pull that on me, you pup. That big horse just called you up. Don't be a fool, you fool. Now, when you came home last night on a crutch, I could tell you got in Dutch. Don't be a fool, you fool. Your face all cut, your nose all bent. You said, dear, it was an accident. Don't be a fool, you fool. When you came home last night, you were knocked for a loop, and what did you say? You said, honey, I fell off of a stoop. But someone knocked at someone's door. You jumped from the 19th floor. I know, don't be a fool, you fool.
Jack Lynx, L-I-N-X, and his Birmingham Society Serenaders, and When Eyes of Blue Are Fooling You, written by James Monaco and recorded in Atlanta in August of 1925. Jack Lynx's Territory Band played only in and around Birmingham from the early 20s through at least part of the 30s at venues such as the Cascade Plunge and the Thomas Jefferson Hotel. It's not known how the band came by their recording contract with OK, but the company must have been happy with sales of the records because they returned to Atlanta several times with their mobile equipment to record Lynx and other local artists who otherwise would be completely unknown today. Before Jack Lynx, we heard Whispering Jack Smith with the admonition, "Don't be a fool, you fool," written by Con Conrad, Billy Rose, and Mort Dixon. That's from February 5th, 1926. We began this segment with Maggie Jones, accompanied by the St. Louis Rhythm Kings, and He's Just a Horn Tootin' Fool, from June 12, 1925. Maggie Jones was born Faye Barnes and was known as the Texas Nightingale. She made her recording debut for Black Swan in 1923, but also recorded for Pathé and Paramount, but primarily for Columbia. In addition to the St. Louis Rhythm Kings, she also recorded with Louis Armstrong, Fletcher Henderson, Elmer Snowden, and Lem Fowler. She made her last recording in 1926, but was in the touring company of the show Blackbirds in 1928 and eventually returned to Texas, where she ran a clothing store and disappeared into obscurity after 1934. Here to start off the final segment of this special April Fool's Day edition of Rapidly Rotating Records are the Virginians.
Conceal the way I feel when I'm with you. I should be a coward, I should love and run, but I'm so overpowered, something must be done. So treat me sweetly, I'm completely gone. 'Cause I can feel that foolish feeling coming on.
I feel that foolish feeling coming on. And I feel that foolish feeling coming on. The silly thing is something new. And I can't conceal the way, my darling, I feel when I'm with you. You know, Toots, I should be a coward, never happen. I should love and I should run. But I'm so overpowered, my darling, something gotta be done. So treat me sweetly, me love, I'm completely gone. Yes, my dear, 'cause I feel that foolish feeling coming on.
Thank you.
We begin this final segment of our April Fool's Show with the Virginians under the direction of Ross Gorman and Who Did You Fool After All from December of 1922. Next, it was Putney Dandridge, December 10th, 1926, and That Foolish Feeling, written by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh. We heard Clarence Williams' version earlier, but next it was Willie the Lion Smith and his Cubs and A Foolish Little Girl Like You from April 23rd, 1935. We finished up with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra and I'm a Fool for Loving You, written by Sam M. Lewis and Pete Wendling from April 9th, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.